ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A number of Republican senators say they want to see the House Ethics Committee report into Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz. That committee was investigating allegations of sexual misconduct and drug use. ABC's Mary Alice Parks has more.
Sources telling us the committee was preparing to vote to release that report as early as this week. But then Gaetz resigned from Congress after being nominated by Trump, abruptly ending their investigation. House Speaker Mike Johnson on Friday, after spending the night at Mar-a-Lago with President-elect Trump, arguing now the report should be shelved.
President-elect also continues to fill out his White House staff. He's named Caroline Leavitt, the White House press secretary. President Biden's in South America for the APEC summit. Then it's the G20 summit. That'll be in Brazil. But on the sidelines at APEC today, he'll meet with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. A federal judge in Texas blocked a Biden administration rule that would have allowed more workers to be eligible for overtime pay. This is ABC. The path once again clear for the lethal injection of Texas death row inmate Robert Roberson, convicted of killing his daughter in 2002.
Robert Roberson was set for execution last month when the Texas Supreme Court halted the procedure to allow the 57-year-old to testify before a legislative committee. In the end, Roberson did not appear, but his supporters did and argued that he was wrongly convicted and sentenced to die. Now the Supreme Court has removed its temporary block, saying its authority had been circumvented by state lawmakers. No new execution date has been set. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Another TV comedian's going to host the Oscars, but not Jimmy Kimmel's hosted the last 2 years. It'll be Conan O'Brien hosting the Academy Awards on ABC March 2nd for the first time in his career. And 20 years after his last professional fight, 58-year-old Mike Tyson lost a unanimous decision in Texas against YouTuber-turned-boxer Jake Paul. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point, and they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's now in the hands of the state Supreme Court. Wisconsin's highest judiciary will decide the fate of the state's 1849 abortion law. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
A circuit court determined last year that an 1849 law doesn't apply to medically consented abortions in Wisconsin. The high court heard arguments Monday about whether a 1985 state law overrides the older one, allowing abortions before the point at which a fetus could survive outside the womb. Jenny Higgins, professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the University of Wisconsin at Madison, says returning to the status quo would mean a dire landscape for abortion access.
Even though abortion is technically available at clinics in Wisconsin right now, it's heavily restricted because of insurance and Medicaid prohibitions. People have to pay out of pocket for a service that should be covered by insurance.
Abortion access disproportionately affects those who are already the most marginalized, Higgins says. She notes while people from all walks of life may find themselves needing abortion care, factors like poverty and racism make it much harder for some to achieve reproductive autonomy compared to those with more economic and social resources.
Those effects make it much harder for folks to be able to access contraceptive care, be in relationships that are stable and healthy and communicative, be able to see past the end of the day, right, into one's future if you are, again, sort of focused mostly on your own economic scarcity or figuring out how to feed your kids or figuring out how not to get evicted.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, breezy with highs in the upper 40s. For tonight, chance of rain. Still breezy, a low of 39. Partly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid 40s on your Sunday. For Sunday night, clear skies, 27. Mostly sunny with a high near 51 Monday.
It's 39 at our studios.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, John Nichols from The Nation and The Cap Times. We'll talk about John Thune, the Senate Majority Leader, and his relationship to Trump. Plus, Jesse Waters says RFK Jr. is going to make it sexy like the 90s. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Thanks for tuning in to this weekend's Best of the Todd Albaugh Show. The two biggest things that happened this week are the second anniversary of the Todd Albaugh Show on November 14th, and perhaps more importantly to everybody in the world besides Todd and I, Donald Trump's cabinet nominations, which are dubious to say the least. Here, we're going to catch the tail end of Todd's discussion with Matt Flynn, attorney and two-time chair of the state Democratic Party, about just how wrong these picks are. And we also take a few of your calls with other questions. November 14th,
enjoy. 2024, it is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome into our two-year anniversary show. We have made it 2 years, Zomers. Congratulations and thank you to you.
And congrats and thank you to you as well.
Thank you so very much. We're just thanking each other. Coming up here at about 20 after the hour, a special surprise guest for our two-year anniversary show.
I know who it is.
Jumpy out of a cake, perhaps. Stay tuned. Not going to want to miss it. A rare appearance by our guest here coming up at 20 past the hour. Right now, though, I cannot think of a better person to spend our two-year anniversary with then my friend, our ongoing contributor, friend of the show. He is a two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, an author, an attorney, and a Navy vet, Matthew J. Flynn. Buy it wherever you get your books. Amazon, there's five of them. And if you got five kids, put one in each stocking. Whatever you need to do, go Matthew J. Flynn, these great books. You got Hunting Bernie Weber, the one about, this great, really it's a scavenger hunt, Matt, around Milwaukee. And I just, of all of them, that may be my favorite.
Well, thank you. Yeah, Hunting Bernie Weber is the one, the first one. And this is one where you have a young math genius who proved something with prime numbers that nobody knew for cryptology. Mm-hmm. And the CIA's after him. And if you know anything about UWM, you know anything about River West, you know anything about Three Brothers Restaurant on the South Side, you're going to want to read this book, Hunting Bernie Weber. But I also have published China Code. I've published The Court of Last Resort. I've published Milwaukee Jihad. And I've also published Confessions of a Church Lawyer. And any one of those, they're great stocking stuffers.
Right.
Christmas, the holidays are coming. Stick them in the stocking, and I think you'll really enjoy it.
I do as well, Matt. Find out where books are sold under Matthew J. Flynn. Speaking of a court of last resort, that's might take that in order to get Matt Gaetz confirmed. Breaking news overnight, Matt Gaetz, the disgraced Florida congressman who resigned yesterday as soon as Donald Trump landed on the tarmac at D.C. and nominated him to be the U.S. Attorney General. It was seemingly a right. surprise appointment, and it's not sitting well. I know, Matt, your time is short with this. You have people, as you say, do not hang up. We see you on the lines. And Kevin in Madison, you are up first. Thank you for your patience, Kevin. What have you got for Matt Flynn?
Good afternoon. Really enjoy your show. I appreciate it very much. It's been widely discussed that the Democrats have lost blue-collar working folks, and I think they have. Wealthy industrialists have been courting Republicans for years, trying to get them to approve these free trade agreements so that they could exploit workers overseas. And I believe that Bill Clinton was the first Democrat to pile on to that move. And I think he's ruined that for the Democratic Party. And I appreciate, I'd like to hear your take on that.
Well, you know, I appreciate the call, but I disagree. I think Bill Clinton was one of the best presidents that we have had certainly in my lifetime. And what he did was he tried to revive the Democratic Party. I think he did. He was elected to two terms. He's a good man. However, you're hitting the nail on the head in one respect, and that is billionaires have inserted themselves in both parties, and they control the Republican Party. Elon Musk and those people control the Republican Party. But in the Democratic Party, we have to make it very, very clear to people, very, very clear to people, that we stand with them, with working people. And, you know, Bernie Sanders did that. Joe Biden did that. He was a union guy his entire life.
Matt,
I just think.
Go ahead.
But anyway, that's my take on it. Thank you so much for calling in.
Appreciate the call. To quickly follow up on that, Matt, a quick answer if we can from you on this one to kind of piggyback on that. A caller, Tom, in Sauk County off the text line asks, is Elon Musk effectively the president of the United States now with his influence and money?
I think the answer is yes for a couple of reasons. He also has launched, you know, the Starlink system that's used in the Ukraine. So he has tremendous power over them. He has been involved in conversations between Trump and Putin, for Pete's sake. Mm. He's at Trump's side all the time. Trump is sort of like a medieval king. So, he's the guy. But the truth of the matter is that if he's he has early onset dementia, in my view. Trump does not have all his marbles. He's very emotionally disturbed, and a guy who sucks up to him. And Trump always introduces him as a genius who is the wealthiest guy in the world. And Trump respects that kind of stuff. And I think there is a real danger that he will affect policy in a way that we really don't want.
855-752-4842. One of your favorite callers, Matt, from WCFW in the Chippewa Valley, Gene from Eau Claire. Gene, what say you?
Happy second anniversary. And
thank you.
Great to hear Matt on this day. So thank you so much, guys. I was wondering now, the appointments of these people for incompetent and questionable behavior and character, you know, to areas of national security, homeland security, intelligence, DOJ, military. I remember saying that Russia isn't going to attack us from the outside. They're going to attack all of our institutions. And who other great guy than Donald J. Trump to do it along with all of his little hackies? It's unbelievable, Matt. Do you have any suggestions what we can do to cope with this issue and respond? Thank you.
Yes, I do. And, you know, Gene, you hit a very profound point. Abraham Lincoln said that the only way we can be defeated is from within. Abraham Lincoln said that. And that is exactly what's going on. Russia can't defeat us. China can't defeat us. Iran can't defeat us. But we can defeat ourselves. And Donald Trump is fanning the flames of internal division. And we have to stand tall as Americans, put our arms around each other in all parties, and stand up for America against Donald Trump.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Matt, you have to run, or you got time for a couple more?
I have time for a couple more. I'm in a car on the speakerphone, which ain't great sound. I know it's not great sound.
Actually, it doesn't sound too bad over there. It doesn't sound too bad. Keep them between the lines, Matt. We don't want any casualties here on the show.
I can stay on as long as you don't mind hearing horns honking.
You're a man of the people, Matt Flynn.
I'm a good driver, damn it. I'm a good driver.
You are. Quickly, let's go to Cedarburg. Mike in Cedarburg, if you can keep it brief, please. Mike, go right ahead.
It's an honor to talk to Matt Flynn. I'm 75-year-old conservative Democrat, and I listen to Matt on WAUK, and he's the voice of reason. And one of the things that I noticed with WAUK, because I like to listen to all sides and picks, was there's a lot of crazies on that station, and They're gonna double down. Now listen to me. They're gonna double down on even further left agendas. And Matt Flynn made a statement several weeks ago on your show where he explained that the country needs two parties, left center and right center. And the Democrats better decide to get on board and use some common sense. And I thought that what they did to Joe Biden, I felt bad for him because they shoved him out the door. And I'm, you know, and I understand he has some cognitive issues, but I think the far left has taken over the party, and it's not good. Right. That's my opinion.
I appreciate the call, Mike. Matt, before you answer, I just want to quickly, you know, my other colleagues at Civic Media, I'm proud to work with all of them. And look, one of the great things about Civic Media is there are different voices. And I think that's great to have different voices on this channel. But Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree. And thanks very much, Ted. And thank you, Mike, for your call. It is an essential that we have two parties, center right and center left, both loyal to the United States and both loyal to our military. I enjoy being a host. I really enjoy being on Todd's show because Todd is a voice of reason. I've made it clear to Civic Media, if they want me to come back as a host, I'm happy to do it. So let them know that. But that said, I'm delighted to be on Todd Albaugh's show because he is a voice of reason, and you're absolutely right. We need two parties.
Wisco Paul, listening in on as he always does. Wisco, what have you got for Matt Flynn?
Hey, Matt, long time. I really miss your show, by the way. I hope they bring it back. But, hey, out of the three nominees you guys were talking about, not all of them are going to be rejected because it's just not going to happen. So out of the three, I'm thinking maybe that the lady, I can't think of her name offhand, she probably will get nominated or get okayed. And the other two, they just can't have them two. That defense secretary and Gates, I mean, they just can't do that. And if you talk about crazy, that's crazy in a Republican Party. But anyway, thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. It's great to hear your voice again. And I'll say we've got to get rid of Matt Gaetz. You cannot, absolutely not, confirm a guy who is suspected of trafficking an underage girl for sex and dealing with illegal drugs. You can't do that. So right. He's number one. The other guy that I would like to see thrown out is this defense secretary. Who the hell is he? He's a Fox host who was in the military. Well, I was in the military. A lot of guys are in the military. 3 million of them. You look to a guy, you go, hey, would you want to be defense secretary? You know, there's 3 million employees and an $800 billion budget. You want a head of a car company. You don't want some guy goes along in fatigues in the Army-Navy store. You look to the guy, you go, hey, you want to be defense secretary? I mean, what the hell is this? So that's bad news. Christy Noem shot a dog. I mean, her puppy. And this is sad. Christy Noem takes a puppy to hunt, okay? Well, you're a puppy. He's chasing squirrels and rabbits. She whacks the hell out of him, takes him over to a ditch, and shoots him. And she said he wasn't obedient or something. You know, he's a puppy, for God's sake. Don't shoot him. Give him back to the pound, and they'll find somebody for the guy. So you know, she has these cruel eyes. Listen, here's the thing. Somebody in the Republican Party has got to stand up on his hind legs and say we no longer stand for sadism, treason, and fraud. Somebody besides Liz Cheney has to say that. And Todd Albaugh, the two of them. They're the only ones.
I think the Johnny Cash song when Christy Noem goes to Washington is "Don't take your guns to town, boys. Don't take your guns to town."
Oh, that's right.
Up next, we have a rare on-air appearance from Civic Media's CEO and owner, Sage Weil. He joins us to talk about the growth of Civic Media in the last couple of years and the trajectory it faces moving forward. Stick around. You don't want to miss it.
Have a wonderful day. Right. Matt Flynn, ladies and gentlemen, back with our surprise guest of the Albaugh Show. 2-year anniversary of the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Thanks for sticking with us on the Best of the Todd Allbaugh Show. Now is our conversation with Sage Weil, owner and CEO of Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Todd Allbaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 now, past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Thursday, November 14th, 2024. The two-year anniversary show. Many thanks to Matt Flynn, our ongoing contributor and friend, for his takes on things. Always great to have a perspective from him. And making a rare appearance on the air is his annual appearance here on the show. Our founder and CEO, owner of Civic Media, Sage Weil. Thanks, Sage, for coming on our two-year show.
Glad to be here. How you doing, Todd?
I am fantastic. It's always great when you were on last year, and I cannot believe here we are a year later.
Has it been a year? I think I've been on.
Well, under different circumstances, yes, but happy, okay. These are happier circumstances. Yes. You understand?
Yeah. Yes. Well, it's good to be here.
Well, first of all, it's great to have you here. We had a listener early on the show today that said, based on the election results, and there's a lot of takes out there. I know you're still going through your analysis of everything, but one of the things I think is emerging is that digital alternative media, good news sources, or a lack thereof, played a part in the results of this election. So someone asked, is there a chance, have you had inquiries of spreading Civic Media beyond Wisconsin, and could this be replicated in other states?
That's a multi-part question. So I guess the short answer is yes. Have had lots of conversations about replicating the Civic Media model in other places over the past year and a half. I haven't in the last week. I gave everyone a break over the weekend, and I haven't had that many conversations yet this week. But that is certainly always on my mind. But it's not. The first thing, I think the first thing is making sure that we are firing on all cylinders and being as successful as possible here in Wisconsin. And so that remains my primary focus.
And again, I mean, what's your take? I mean, you came from the digital IT world before you got into media. What's your take as just an observer of politics now, but also media? Mm-hmm. What's your take on, was there a real role to play, whether it was Barstool Sports or Joe Rogan, on these digital platforms? Do you, in your opinion, did it really make a real difference in the outcome of this election?
Yes.
That's the short answer.
I think my hot take for the election is it's the media. Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting if you look at the performance of the Harris campaign in all the swing states. Nationwide, there was a shift to the right, but in the swing states where the Harris campaign and the Trump campaign were competing, there was still a shift to the right, but it was not as far. So when the campaigns were actually competing head-to-head, the Harris campaign did better. And from what I've read, like, that's really because Trump really didn't have a ground game. Mm-hmm. There was the people that I've talked to who are on the ground in Pennsylvania, in rural areas, like, they literally didn't see a canvasser ever.
Wow.
That was on the Trump campaign. But I think the big takeaway for me from all this is that in the old world, campaigns would spend $1 billion on TV ads, mm-hmm. and a little bit of radio ads around the edges, right? That no longer is enough. In every state in the country, Harris outspent Trump, and in every state of the country, there was still a shift to the right. And that's been sort of a structural problem for Democrats for more than a decade where there have been diminishing returns on paid political advertising. And I think this is sort of, I don't know if it's the first time, but it's the first time in recent memory where it's like, it just hasn't been enough despite a significant advantage on the fundraising side. So I think probably like most of our listeners, hopefully that translates into maybe we won't see so many political ads and we won't be like inundated with like barrage here in Wisconsin. Living in a swing state is the worst, right? You have like outside political voting power, but there is a steep price to pay for that.
Yeah, and the fact that Wisconsin is the closest state of everybody probably means that we will be ground zero once again in 4 years.
Yeah, well, I think Wisconsin was an outlier, right? And I'm sure you've talked about this already, but nationally, there were fewer votes cast for Trump this year than in 2020, and even fewer votes cast for Harris than for Biden in 2020. Is not the case in Wisconsin. Turnout was up. Mm-hmm. The number one vote getter of all time in a presidential race was Trump. The second was Harris. The third was Biden in 2020. Yeah. And after that, I think it's Obama and whatever, 08 or something. I forget. But
yeah.
So something different happened in Wisconsin. People were more engaged. They turned out in a way that they didn't in other parts of the country. And so I think that's, I'd like to say that civic media had something to do with it, but certainly we can't claim all the credit. I think Ben Wickler was an amazing organizer here in Wisconsin. It'll be interesting to see what happens there.
And Trevi Olson, who comes on our show, has been part of presidential campaigns, has a great deal of respect for Ben Wickler and what he's done here. And that means a lot more to me than my opinion, because Trevi's done national politics, and I haven't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Looking ahead, talking to Sage Weil, CEO and owner of Civic Media, looking ahead, Sage, to 2025, I've said this before on the air, said it last year when we were in this position for our one-year anniversary. The reason I came here and am so grateful for it, and thank you again for this opportunity, is because you said my main North Star directive was to tell the truth and do it with integrity. And one of the great things I love about it is you have me, a former Republican, you have Mark Becker, a former Republican, you have Scott Klug, still a Republican, a former Republican congressman, and then you also have people on our network that are more left of center. And I think to me, it's the difference of and unique voices that bring people in rather than just saying, oh, we're going to recreate Air America, be a mouthpiece for the Democratic Party.
Yes, yes. Well, I mean, there are many things that Air America did wrong, but that's not the model we want to.
That's a very broad brush, I get it.
Absolutely. I never want to be a shill for any political party, because I think that there are two fundamental problems that we need to fix in this country. One is that we have a two-party duopoly, and in every election you have two choices, and every issue somehow has to get coded into one of those two boxes. Mm-hmm. That's a recipe for just poor choices and poor outcomes. And it also is a recipe for polarization and, you know, us versus them and all those things that if you just code people into two camps, that's no good. And the second one is the economic reality, where we are living in an age where we have the highest level of wealth and income disparity in the history of the world. Mm. And people are understandably frustrated with the cost of living, and it's not surprising that they said something different.
Tom, listening to WAUK, says civic media made a huge positive difference in this past spring Supreme Court race. Sage Weil, thanks for this opportunity. Happy anniversary to you, our 2 year show. Thanks for coming on.
Congratulations. Thank you.
My pleasure. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A number of Republican senators say they want to see the House Ethics Committee report into Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz. That committee was investigating allegations of sexual misconduct and drug use. ABC's Mary Alice Parks has more.
Sources telling us the committee was preparing to vote to release that report as early as this week. But then Gaetz resigned from Congress after being nominated by Trump, abruptly ending their investigation. House Speaker Mike Johnson on Friday, after spending the night at Mar-a-Lago with President-elect Trump, arguing now the report should be shelved.
President-elect also continues to fill out his White House staff. He's named Caroline Leavitt, the White House press secretary. President Biden's in South America for the APEC summit. Then it's the G20 summit. That'll be in Brazil. But on the sidelines at APEC today, he'll meet with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. A federal judge in Texas blocked a Biden administration rule that would have allowed more workers to be eligible for overtime pay.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A huge win for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers honored their Final Four team from 10 years ago, and Hall of Fame coach Bo Ryan then went out and beat number 9th ranked Arizona, 103-88. Head coach Greg Gard.
Coach Ryan having the banner raised, and then how these guys played. I was most proud of the response when it was 65-all. That showed me the guts and the toughness that is starting to develop with this group, and it's a good step in the right direction.
College football tonight, the Badgers host Oregon at 6:30. NFL, Packers and Bears at noon tomorrow in Chicago. The team hoping for the return of rookie running back Marshawn Lloyd, out 2 months with an ankle injury. Offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich.
Yeah, I can't wait to get him back in the fold. Obviously, his explosive potential, his quickness.
So why wasn't Lloyd at practice Friday?
You can't make this stuff up. Unfortunately, he had appendicitis. So, you know, it's a shame.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, breezy with highs in the upper 40s. For tonight, chance of rain. Still breezy, a low of 39. Partly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid 40s on your Sunday. For Sunday night, clear skies, 27. Mostly sunny with a high near 51 Monday.
It's 39 at our studios.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and an answer to the question, how often should I take my car in to get it serviced? As somebody who's worked on cars and knows a little bit about them, I admit that my instincts here are 100% wrong. I always want to say, oh, I'll just know when it's time. I'll feel it. But that's pretty hard to make a plan or a budget around. And my husband has made an honest car owner out of me by scheduling our maintenance on the calendar according to the book that everybody has and nobody reads, the manual in your glove compartment. Yep, even the motorheads over at cartalk.com. Remember that old Car Talk radio show that was one of my favorites, you know, with Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers? They say that taking your car in on the schedule dictated by the people who made it is the best way to keep it in shape. So grab that manual. And if you want more tips on saving, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be joined by Tom Moore from the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We'll discuss Trump's personnel selection process and recess appointments. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Pursuing truth wherever it may be.
Thanks for sticking with us on the Best of the Todd Allbaugh Show. Next up, we're going to rewind to Monday, where we talked about a few labeling mishaps in ice cream and in toys, and Todd asks us which one is worse. Stick around.
1 o'clock. Happy Veterans Day. We thank all of our great men and women of the armed forces who have served, who have done everything for us to give us this freedom in our country. And we thank you. Celebrating Veterans Day here on this Monday. Just in, by the way, maybe this has been out there for a while, but just released, at least to me. Wisconsin Badgers football team, once again in prime time this Saturday, under the lights at Camp Randall as they welcome the number one team in the country. The undefeated Oregon Ducks will be at home for Wisconsin. Kickoff time, 6 p.m. I'm sorry, pregame is 6. Kickoff at 6:30 on NBC. And yes, the Peacock. There you go.
I want to see you, Peacock. Your Peacock.
I wish they would play that song on the NBC Saturday night thing.
It would make it better.
It would. Sorry about that. Still got the sinuses. By the way, there's a lot of RSVPEN or the virus thing. Lots of people now, some hospitals are once again requiring people wear masks. Lots of respiratory, not so much COVID, although I think that's part of it, but lots of respiratory illness right now. And I'm wondering if on that statewide tour, I got a respiratory illness.
I hope not.
I hope so. I mean, I'm breathing fine. Don't worry. Not that many people are. But it's the, I don't know, I'm still a little congested, the voice, but I'll be fine. First world problems for Todd. All right. So the Badgers play. You can hear that game on the Civic Media app. Download it for free. WRCE in Richland Center and other Civic Media stations as well. Again, Badgers will kick off at 6:30 on Saturday night in prime time. You can hear the radio pregame show on the Badger Radio Network at 4:30. Time once again for What's Worse.
The choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved. No text to win. I got nothing for you in terms of material prizes. Only your chance to let your opinion be heard on statewide radio across the Civic Media Network and also around the world on the Civic Media app. All right, so here's a little explainer before we give you the actual What's Worse. We covered this story last week. Headline in the Wisconsin State Journal, Babcock Dairy recalling orange custard chocolate chip and peanut butter ice cream. So what happened, and I love Babcock Hall ice cream, and they're great folks there. They do a great job, but look, we're all human. Somebody inadvertently put labels on a container that had orange custard chocolate chip, which by the way, might be my favorite of everything they make. So it's orange custard chocolate chip in the whatever you want to call it, the can, the container. But the label said chocolate peanut butter ice cream. And the issue is some people have a real allergy to eggs. And so the fear was, well, if people ate it, I mean, but if you take the lid off, orange custard chocolate chip is orange and chocolate peanut butter is brown or tan. But still, for health and legal purposes, they said we don't want anybody eating custard when they think they're eating ice cream and get sick. So they recalled it. That was a problem in labeling. All right, last week. Well, here now, a story making news today. Associated Press headline, Mattel, the toy maker, says it, quote, deeply regrets, unquote, the misprint on Wicked Doll packaging that links it to a porn site. I'm not making this up. Toy giant Mattel says it deeply regrets an error on the packaging of its Wicked movie-themed dolls, which mistakenly links toy buyers to a pornographic website. The error gained attention on social media over the weekend, where numerous users shared photos of the URL printed on the back of the box for a special edition doll, which features characters from the movie adaptation of the Broadway show Wicked, set to hit theaters later this month. Instead of linking to Universal Pictures' official WickedMovie.com page, the website listed leads to an adult film site that requires customers to be over 18 to enter. Now, I ask you, Zombers, is this really a mistake, or is this intentional to get it out here so that people like me are saying to media for free, hey, by the way, there's a new Wicked movie coming out next week.
And a new Barbies for it.
Right.
You know, I don't know, and the news article I'm looking at doesn't have the link. See, the thing. No, let me explain.
Zomers is like, Missed it again.
I want to see if the URL is at least close. Like, right. Or is it just completely wrong? Because if it's at least close, I could get it. But if the URL is like to a completely unaffiliated website, then come on. Like, somebody really messed up.
Zomer is offering to take matters into his own hands and to do the research himself to find out whether or not this is, in fact, a porn website in the Mattel doll box. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Yes, that's it. So here's the, now, after all that buildup, here's the question. What's worse, that Mattel mixed up packaging, sending kids to a porn site, or Bascom Ice Cream mixing up labels on said ice cream? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, that Mattel mixed up packaging, sending kids to a porn site, or that Babcock Hall Ice Cream mixed up labels on their packaging?
This is a pretty good one.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Because it's very nuanced, right?
And it's two mislabelings.
It's two mislabelings. You have two labels that have gone bad. What's worse, the doll one that sends kids to a porn site, or Babcock Hall Ice Cream that says it's ice cream when it's really custard?
The other thing,
855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app, Zomers.
There's also, both have warnings, because you said, right, the website requires you to be 18.
Right.
That, to me, says there's some kind of pop-up when you click on it.
I bet there is.
Some kind of pop-up that says, are you 18?
Oh, I see.
And with the ice cream, you open it up and see, wow, this is orange. So, like, both, right, have a way to stop you from getting to what,
And your average well-informed person, but if we've learned anything this week, not everybody is well-informed. So you never know. What's worse, that Mattel, the toy maker, mixed up packaging on their new Wicked dolls, sending kids to a porn site, or Babcock Hall Ice Cream mixing up labels between ice cream and custard? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to WRCE in Richland Center. The Whizzler. What do you got? What's worse?
Well, I would say that kids aren't going to die from the porn site, but mixed up in the labeling with the eggs and the peanuts, that might have some life handling effects.
Yeah. So,
That's a very astute take. Absolutely. Nobody's going to.
That's what I got to say. I'm also a veteran, too, Todd.
Oh, are you? Well, congratulate. What may I ask what branch you served in?
I am in the Army from 71 through 74.
Hey. Hey, thank you so much for your service. Really, really appreciate you and all your fellow vets on this day. Thank you for everything you've done for this country.
Hey, have a great day, Todd.
All right. Thank you so much. Whizzler there in the RC on WRCE. I thought that was a great nuanced take. Nobody's dying from going to a porn site, but you could die if you're allergic to eggs.
Absolutely.
What's worse?
That's where I'm at as well.
Well, what's worse? Mattel mixing up packaging, sending kids to a porn site, or Babcock Hall Ice Cream mixing up labels between custard and ice cream? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Cam, listening on WISS in Appleton, says, I feel like the Wicked mix-up is a result of them using AI to generate the packaging text. Make me packaging text, or like you'd say this to AI, make me packaging text with the Wicked movie site on the package. And the AI doesn't know about the movie it has knowledge of, or cuts off the date. So Wicked porn movie. So he thinks that it's more,
that would make
the
sense.
Wicked porn movies is worse.
Or, well, he's just saying there's an explanation for it, that it, like, mislabeling, I'm sure, of the ice cream was done by hand. This could have been a result of using AI to shortcut work that really should have been done manually. We also had another caller who agrees that the allergies are the big problem here.
Dude, did you check out that porn site? Dude, it was wicked.
Wicked.
In this case, it was. It was. Dial up a little popular from Wicked. Because that's what this is doing, by the way. this movie coming out, which I've seen the show, the live musical Wicked. I've seen it right across the street at Overture. Great, great show if you've never seen it. But I'm very nervous about the movie adaptation because I think it's going to be too much CGI. And I think it's just going to be, I'm very nervous about it.
Yeah, me too. With remakes like this, yeah. I never get excited before they come out. I look at it and I say, you know what? Whenever the movie comes out and people review it,
right,
then we'll decide if it's worth my time.
What's worse? The toy company Mattel mixing up packaging on dolls, which sends kids to a porn site. Or Babcock Hall Ice Cream here in Madison, mixing up labels between ice cream and custard. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or text us on the Civic Media app. Scott, listening on WMDX here in Madison, says, this combination could work ice cream in porn. maybe Babcock now has a new flavor. Wicked.
Maybe they can hit up Joe Gao and work something out.
I hear he's looking for work.
I mean, he's combining his sexy cooking or whatever it's called.
I think it's more than just sexy cooking.
Well, that's what the show is called, if I remember correctly. Or sexy, happy cooking, I think. That's what it is.
One of our listeners combining both of these stories. What's worse? Mattel mixing up sending kids to a porn site on a doll from a doll box, or Babcock Hall Ice Cream mixing up labels between custard and ice cream. One of our texters says, does the porn site feature a star named Babcock? If so, that's worse.
That's a good point. Again, I'll have to find an article.
I love this one, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I think this is a really great one. Yeah, it's two mislabelings.
Right.
Drastically different.
Two real things. Yeah. And depending upon your point of view, right, what's worse? That Mattel mixed up packaging on sending kids to a porn site, or Babcock Hall Ice Cream mixing up labels on ice cream between custard and ice cream.
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely the custard and ice cream because somebody, if they're colorblind, maybe could die.
Llama listening on Madison, WMDX says, yeah, that's a hard choice. Wicked porn or frozen ice cream?
Like to choose which one to go for?
Let it go. Da, 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 da.
Oh, no. We don't need to get frozen into this, too.
Well, frozen ice cream. I'm sure they have like novelty treats, right? From the snowman guy or whatever.
But we don't need to combine those topics further.
We don't need to combine them any further. What's worse, the Mattel mixing up packaging, sending kids to porn site, or Babcock Hall ice cream mixing up labels?
I like what Jim and Appleton says. Yeah. What's worse? The ice cream label is worse because of the allergy problems. But the porn movie is by far funnier.
Yes.
That's where I'm at as well.
And look, like somebody said earlier, nobody's going to get killed because of the porn thing. And as Zomer said, you got to check the box if you're 18 even to get into it. But he has volunteered and he'll report back how bad it really is. He'll check it out for us.
I just want to see if it does have that because the article makes it sound like there's a barrier. And I hope there is.
I hope there is.
I'll do it on the company Wi-Fi.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, you know what? This is all done. This has made Wicked all the much more popular.
Indeed it has.
Stay tuned. We'll wrap it up after this on the All Ball Show. Gonna grin and bear it, your newfound popularity. La, 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 la. You'll be popular, just not quite as popular.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on Air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Tallaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC or CBS News Radio, depending upon which station you are listening to across Civic Media's network here in the state of Wisconsin and around the world. And then a little sports for you with our very own sports reporter, Mike Clemens.
Thanks for sticking around for the best of the Todd Allball Show. We are going to wrap up the show the way we wrapped up the week with the last segment of Friday, featuring a board game of the week from myself. Enjoy.
The show coming up on Monday. Reed Galen from, of course, the president of the union, who he traveled with across Wisconsin there a week before the election. He will be back on the show, Reed Galen, on Monday. His thoughts and takes post-election. What are his thoughts taken away from the election? And also, how does Reed see things going forward? And what does the union do now? Reed Galen will be in at 12:30 on Monday's show. It is 8 before the hour of, Maggie Dawn. Maggie Dawn, then after the sports and weather update, Maggie Dawn every afternoon from 2 until 4, followed by the Italian Stallion, Dominic Salvia, from 4 until 6, Mr. Pete Schwabba with that light from 6 until 8, and then it's Rick Smith across America, followed by the wonderful and talented Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. And then a brand new feature here at Civic Media, the Price is Right Nighttime Edition. I'm excited about that. So
what?
I'm not even sure what that means. Time now for Board Game of the Week.
We've made it to Friday. It's time once again for a Board Game of the Week.
Here we are, Mr. Zomers. Once again, we have arrived at Friday. People are looking to relax. People are looking to have some fun with family, friends, maybe just a stranger. What would you play?
Well, one game that we can talk about. I've talked about some games before that use a similar concept where there's a lot of restaurants in Japan and around here where you can get sushi and it's a conveyor belt and you just grab what you want to eat and then pay for it. And there's a lot of games based on that.
Really?
Okay. Sushi Go is one we've talked about before, where you draft cards to complete sets of your different kinds of sushi. Well, Sushi Roll is this week's Board Game of the Week, made by the same people. Really? It's another variation on that idea.
How does your sushi roll?
Well, you can find out for the low, low price of $25.
$25
for the game. Yeah. So the difference between this and Sushi Go is mainly that this one uses dice. So if you are somebody who prefers to have a lot of tactile pieces in your games and things to fidget with, this might be a better way to go.
All right.
Also, so the gameplay consists of you roll the dice. They're in the middle. They're on the conveyor belt. Each person picks the dice they want. And you go around in a circle until you get whatever sets you're trying to complete and get your points for it. The biggest upside this might have over Sushi Go is if you play with a lot of people who don't pay attention very well and you don't want to have to sit there and be like, all right, did you take your card? Did you take a card and then pass the rest? Because you have to do things at the same time in that. It can be confusing if people aren't used to playing games. But in Sushi Roll, everybody's picking dice on their own turn instead of simultaneously.
I see.
So it's easier to keep people in the loop if they don't really have a good attention span.
So this is better. We're saying if you want to have a conversation or more relaxed gaming, this might be the one for you.
Yeah, I would say so.
Because sometimes when you say, you're right. I mean, people are just kind of talking, like, hey, it's your turn. People aren't paying attention. This one's not. Some of them you have to really pay attention.
Right. And none of the Sushi series of games are that complicated. But if you have trouble with even games you might think of as simple, that's fine. You know, people have different attention spans, but this game might be for you.
I was not always the best student, in school. Although I learned a lot, but I wasn't always the best student. And but one of the things I do remember the most, I learned the most, was from my social studies teacher, Ken Lewis, who once told me, remember, you're never so poor that you can't pay attention.
I love that. I love that.
So you have you don't have to, and this is one of the, you could be poor enough you can't even pay attention to this one, and you could still play.
You could still play.
All right, go ahead. Didn't mean to stop the train of thought.
Yep. Sushi roll, 2 to 5 players, though I recommend having at least 3. Takes about 20 minutes to play. It's really easy to pick up, and it's about $25. You should be able to find it at a local board game store. Otherwise, it is on Amazon too.
All right, there you go. Sushi roll, your board game of the week. I think I have an aversion to it already because people that know me, I've tried, I'm not a big sushi guy. Like I like
fair enough.
I like tempura shrimp, but that isn't really sushi.
I was really, I guess.
Are you a sushi guy?
Yes, really? I was really, you know, dubious of it at first. Like, you know, eating raw food or raw fish, but then I tried it and I just found it really good. I think. If you get bad sushi, it's not also good.
Like my sister tells me, or my brother-in-law, and you don't get the seaweed wrap or whatever. You get the other stuff. I don't know.
Oh, I like seaweed.
Ugh.
But I understand why people wouldn't because of the texture. But something about it, it's probably the salt that's in seaweed.
I don't know.
I love salt.
It's a lot. No, I like salt. It ain't the salt. It's just
the texture, and it gets stuck in your teeth.
It's something, all right. It's something. There are just times in your life where you try something and you say, that ain't for me.
And that's fair. I thought that would be me, but I ended up liking sushi.
It reminds me of my college days. But anyway, we've arrived at the end of the show, Mr. Sommers. As Craig Fergus liked to say, what have we learned? What have we learned today?
Well, we've learned that Matt Flynn was right, that whether what we end up with on Trump's cabinet is going to come down to whether or not any of the Republicans, quote, will stand up on their hind legs and call this out.
Yes. A favorite Matt Flynnism. That's very good. Yeah, that's good. What else we learned today? We learned that Mike Clemens, we already knew that, but we reiterated Mike Clemens is a great sports reporter. We thank him for being here. And we learned that Wisconsin will take on Arizona tonight in men's basketball. Broadcast starts at 7 p.m. You can hear it for free on the Civic Media app. And tomorrow it's Wisconsin hosting Oregon. Broadcast starts at 4:30. The Pack take on the Chicago Bears at 10 a.m. and noon kickoff then on Sunday. Thanks for joining us. Maggie Dawn is next. Have a great weekend. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will take a look at what happened over the weekend. Don't worry, nothing. Well, yeah, some things are going to happen over the weekend. We'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President-elect Trump's choice to lead the Department of Health and Human Services is Robert Kennedy Jr. He's been a vaccine skeptic, and that stance has worried many health professionals. But ABC News medical contributor Dr. John Brownstein says he agrees with Kennedy's promise of a more open public health policy.
There is a lot of support and sort of enthusiasm around changing the ways in which we are transparently putting out information from public health and reducing corporate influence.
Kennedy has said that is a stated goal. Another cabinet nominee, Matt Gaetz, for attorney general, is under investigation by the House Ethics Committee for drug and sexual misconduct allegations. He resigned from Congress, and now House Speaker Mike Johnson says that means the ethics report should not be released, even though some Senate Republicans say they want to see it. President Biden will meet with Chinese leader Xi Jinping today for just the third time and likely the last time as president. This is ABC News. Scary moments Friday after a fire broke out during boarding of a Southwest Airlines plane in Denver.
This is what it sounded like, recorded by Catherine Rios, as a cell phone caught fire on board the Southwest Airlines plane at the gate in Denver. Rios telling us it turned chaotic.
Panic, and everybody was freaking out and trying to grab their bags.
Passengers in the front walked off through the jet bridge. In the back, they went down emergency slides.
And then people just started jumping out of the inflatable ramp.
Southwest says one passenger was injured in the evacuation and the cell phone owner had burns. Alex Stone, EBC News.
A separate Southwest plane was hit by a bullet as it prepared to take off from Dallas Love Field Friday.